Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden may be visiting Baltimore this week as work continues on the cleanup of the Key Bridge, a fourth Navy crane arriving today. Crews are cutting up the bridge piece by piece so that parts can be lifted out of the harbor. In California, a lot of fast food workers will be getting a raise beginning today.
Workers will get a $4 increase from $16 an hour to $20 in the Golden State. The new law only affects fast food chains with at least 60 locations nationwide. But some small business owners are feeling the pressure to compete by raising wages for their own employees.
ABC's Allison Kosick in L.A. The annual Easter egg roll begins shortly. It's rainy and cold to start the day at the White House. Nearly 40,000 people are expected to brave the weather and show up. Could be a much worse day weather-wise for millions of others. A major storm that started off in California is moving into parts of the Great Plains and Midwest today. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers vetoed 40 bills Friday. Evers is rejecting proposals that covered everything from tax cuts to lowering qualifications for local school superintendents. Meanwhile, the governor signed 16 bills into law, including new rules for urgent care centers and new fees for public records from local governments. Critics of President Biden's Gaza policy are urging Wisconsin Democrats to vote uninstructed in tomorrow's presidential primary. Activists say they're only focused on the primary for now.
This is an opportunity to make our demands clear and to let Joe Biden know that unless he has a serious change on policy in Gaza, his chances in November are bleak.
Heba Muhammad of the group Listen to Wisconsin spoke with WISN-TV's Upfront. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Dane County Airport officials are asking Madison leaders to restrict future development of low-income housing where noise from F-35 fighter jets is the loudest. The Cap Times reports Mayor Saty Rhodes Conway and some alders are opposed to making some areas off-limits to future development, especially when the city is dealing with a housing shortage. A study finds that five times as many people will be living with an average sound level of 65 decibels 3 years from now as opposed to 2 years ago. A Madison police officer is injured after a crash during a chase Saturday night. The crash on Moreland Road on the south side sent the officer to the hospital. It all started with a call about a shooting. The suspect tried to drive away but hit the squad car. The officer's injuries were minor and they were sent home shortly after going to the hospital. Meanwhile, police say they arrested the suspect. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
The Brewers sweep the Mets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 4-1 win to complete a three-game sweep of the Mets. On Saturday, Mets pitcher Johan Ramirez ejected for throwing a wild pitch at Milwaukee's Rhys Hoskins a day after his hard slide into second base.
And that one sails over his head.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if there was intent involved.
Oh, boy.
They just threw Ramirez out of the game.
Oh, wow.
The Mets manager, Carlos Mendoza, suspended one game. Ramirez appealing a three-game suspension. The Brewers' Rhys Hoskins.
People boo you. People doubt you. People do whatever they do. Big leaguers don't miss by 8 feet.
NBA, the Bucks with a win in Atlanta over the weekend. They play the Wizards tomorrow night. College basketball, the Badgers women's team in the WNIT Grade 8. They host St. Louis in the Kohl Center tonight.
Obviously really excited for our players and the program to be able to take another step that we're trying to accomplish.
That's Wisconsin's women's head coach, Marissa Mosley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be cloudy today with a few scattered showers off and on through the day. Our high 46 this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy. A little breezy with a low of 34. Some scattered showers tonight. Tomorrow, more of the same. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers with a high near 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, everybody, Todd Alba. Monday, noon to 2, it's the Cheese, Beer, and Radio Tour starting in Richland Center with Trevi Olson. Don't miss it on the Civic Media Radio Network.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
His goal is to fuel up his supporters, as you stated in your opening, you know, to fuel up his haters for the sole purpose of getting them to act no differently and as stupidly as they did on January 6th.
Yep. Thank you, Michael Cohen. Joyce, what Advance said, one of the reasons judges don't usually have to protect themselves with gag orders is because no criminal defense lawyer would tolerate this behavior from their client. Only with Trump is it tolerated. Yeah. This needs to change. Yeah, I'm just was saying, Jody, last hour, it's in our entire everything seems to be frozen in fear about Donald Trump. And I don't for the life of me know why. This orange clown. Like people. Okay. Lawrence Tribe said this is what the monster just posted. A realistic picture of President Biden tied up helpless in the back of a van with Trump's gloating mug in front of the scene. He is threatening the president's life. That's a felony. If anyone else did it, the feds would arrest them. What now?
Yeah.
Where is every... Hello, Bueller. Where's everybody? Where's Secret Service?
Well, he has Secret Service, so there's that.
That's right.
Okay, so there's...
His own people could arrest him.
Yes.
His own people could arrest him.
Thank you. Joe in Ohio has a message for America. Hello, okay. Joe.
Hello. Yeah.
Yes.
I was listening to the rude pundit there talking about fleeing the country.
Yes.
If Trump wins, and I just want
to... I'm not going to quit. I've got no place else to go.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Yes. I just tell the progressives and liberals, you know, this is like stay and fight. And I wanted to real quick tell the story of Idaho. And they had back in the 90s a representative. Her name was Helen Chenoweth. And she was the prototype for all of today's MGG crazies. She once got up on the floor of the House and made a speech saying that because environmentalism is a religion, the U.S. can't have any environmental laws because that's a mixing of church and state.
Okay.
And that was the kind of crazy she had.
Yeah.
The liberals, like, tried to beat her, but she won re-election. And then they fled Idaho. They went to California, New York, and Idaho collapsed into the right-wing black hole that it is today because people ran. You know, you can't run.
No, I'm not running. I'm not going to quit. I've got no place else to go. And now I don't even have Louis Gossett Jr., do I, Jody?
No, that was so sad.
I ain't gonna quit. I got nowhere else to go.
Randy writes, hi, Steph. By way of introduction, I was the volunteer sound man at the Carrboro Arts Center many years ago when you came to Chapel Hill.
Wow.
I was called in at the last minute, and I hope I did a good job for you. You did, Randy. I remember the sound being fantastic, as it will be in Durham, North Carolina, when we would come. Oh, my God. Could I have some sexy liberal music,
sure,
please? I mean, tickets flying. Here they are, Jody, flying out the window. This is tickets. This is sexy liberal tickets. Caw, caw.
They're a little more coordinated.
You want to go like this?
Yeah.
We have surprises that we are working on for every show that we can't even tell you, or they wouldn't be surprises, would they?
Right.
Minneapolis, you're up first. April 13th, OMG. That's not this Saturday, next Saturday.
That's right.
Then Philadelphia, you're next, April 27th, and then on we go. Madison, Albuquerque, Seattle, Denver, Boston, Atlanta, New York, Chicago, Portland, Durham, North Carolina, Phoenix, Arizona, Kansas City, Los Angeles, and Washington, D.C. Oh, man. Randy says, by the way, also, please let Jody know that her mom would appreciate my grandfather was John Foster Dulles' plumber. That's fantastic.
That's awesome.
Explain to the people who John Foster Dulles was and how it relates to your mama.
He was, I believe, the Secretary of State.
Something like that.
At the time.
Yes.
And there was a song written by Ken Welch that my mom used to do
called
I Made a Fool of Myself Over John Foster Dulles.
Which was weird and random at the time because
it was boring and dull and and it was an Elvis. It was a take on the Elvis stuff. And so she did the song a few times and on Ed Sullivan in particular. And then Secretary Dulles was interviewed on Meet the Press like the following week.
Okay.
And my mom was watching and they asked at the very end of the interview, so about this young lady who's singing about you. And he says, I never kiss and tell. Matters of the heart are private. That's what it was.
Funny.
Matters of the heart are private, so I will not be discussing that.
He had a sense of humor.
He did. That's funny.
Yeah.
Aw.
So that's part of how Carol Burnett got famous from singing that song on the Ed Sullivan.
It's a very
show.
Funny song.
All right. Would you like, speaking of show business, Chris, this is the, could I have some informational music? This is real going to be the mystery of the universe we shall all die with.
All right.
Max is his name. Max from City by the Bay. Denver.
Right. Yeah, that's the city.
Who will be?
I used to live there. I know it's a city by the bay.
Okay, so it is the. Chris, could you play the bitch, please? That is the soundbite we've been looking for since the beginning of time.
Right.
Yes. It is the. This is the one. By the way, once again, it is not Shut the Up Mountain.
No, it is.
That is from Grace and Frankie.
We have that, and we know that. That was Miriam Flynn.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, bitch, please. Take your line of bull down to the corner market and sell it there because this five and dime isn't buying your line today.
I thought I was being smart. I asked all the popular AI sites where the quote came from. I tried it from Google, ChatGPT, and Bing. It gave details like the clip below, attributed it to Samuel L. Jackson and Snakes on a Plane.
No.
I'm almost certain
I'm
that's not,
afraid
not Samuel
of AI
L. Jackson.
At this point. AI does not scare me anymore.
Katie Sagal in Sons of Anarchy, Megan Fox in Jennifer's Body, and Juliette Lewis in Natural Born Killers.
No.
It says, the quote is from a scene where Juliette Lewis confronts Tom Sizemore and takes place during a flashback sequence in the film. What is scary is the confidence with which it gives the answer. I sat down this weekend and watched all of these programs as I was excited to be the winner of this unofficial worldwide search. I even had this email ready to send below. I was so sure I found the answer. For a prize finding this, it's Sexy Liberal Denver. Can I get to see Angela and the little Chinese woman wrestle John Fugelsang's python while Hal Sparks shows off his guns and Chris takes out his organ and fiddles with it? I guess we know when AI will kill us all. It will be when it can identify Mama's favorite unknown
That's
quote.
It.
Until then, we are safe. Have a great week.
Exactly.
I look forward to seeing you in Denver. Please tell Mama to try hard not to incur any ocular public-related health scares. I am not sure I can get a refund on my tickets. I will not be getting any lesbian eye injuries. Thank you for
no
your
lays
concern.
For you.
Wow, he watched every single one of those shows.
Yeah, it didn't sound like Juliette Lewis at all.
It kind of.
I know.
But to have to endure Natural Born Killers again?
Oh, dear. Thank you for your service, Hugh, or Max. Sorry, Max. Did he say Max?
Max.
Somebody.
Max? Exactly.
I like Natural Born Killers, but it's not a movie for everybody.
No.
Oh, I love that.
I can't do violence. Cannot do it.
Oh, Edie McCord was in it.
Tom says we have front row tickets to the Portland show and the meet and grope. Hooray. Tom Hartman will be our special guest there. Hooray. Oh, a request for Senator Jeff Merkley. Let's give it a try. Why not?
Okay.
Love him. Okay. Oh, Lincoln Project saying the same thing I mentioned last hour. No living former president or vice president will endorse or campaign with Donald Trump. None. Let that sink in when you look at the tableau of former presidents out there for Joe Biden. Onoshi Twint said congratulations to Ron and Rick Daniel for being so terrible that neither Democrats nor Republicans want anything to do with her. One thing we can finally all agree on is that she is awful. Okay, one more. Michael Cohen. Here we go.
His goal is to get them to attack these individuals, these critics of him, as often and as frequently as they possibly can, whether it's going to be on social media, whether it'll be through phone calls, whether it'll be in person. I mean, that's his goal. Intimidation and witness. It's witness intimidation and it's harassment.
Karen, our beloved, Karen from Chicago, was mentioning Project 2025. Ruth Pundit also said, actual quote from Project 2025, pornography should be outlawed. Mm-hmm. Oh, has anyone told Speaker Johnson?
I know, and his son. Yeah, they're going to.
We just said that in unison. It was like a little chorus. Okay. The people who produce and distribute it should be imprisoned. Educators and public librarians who purvey it should be classified as registered sex offenders. And telecommunications and technology firms that facilitate its spread should be shuttered. Wow. Okay. I love the smell of fascism in the morning. Okay. Oh, Ruth Pundit also mentioned that former First Lady Melania Trump has largely been absent from the campaign trail. And she said, and he said maybe it's the whole on trial for paying hush money to a porn star that he I'd given birth thing is a factor. Is that, do you think?
That's could
a
factor. Be.
Skosh.
A little bit. A little bit.
A little bit. A little bit.
Yeah, Patty in Georgia. Hi, Patty.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
You know, I just have this weird feeling or theory that maybe the reason that Trump has not been held to account yet is that there are so many corrupt people in law enforcement. And, you know, when the Secret Service says that they're going to take a bullet for a president, you know, maybe they're just all loyal to him. And maybe the logistics of actually putting him in cuffs is really challenging.
Yeah, well, I mean, certainly this deleted Secret Service text from January 6th or a giant red flag, you know. Okay, Rude Pundit, one last one. As I was just saying, let's stop pretending there's some great groundswell of GOP resistance to Trump. Most were just hoping he wasn't the nominee so they wouldn't have to support him. Now that he is, it's like, oh, well, which is part of how we got here.
Yeah.
And how everything gets normalized. And he said, I guarantee that nearly every Republican who declared they won't vote for Trump will end up voting for him. They're spineless folks who pretend to be warriors for democracy. That's why I gotta give it up for Liz Cheney, you know, is out there at least speaking the truth.
Every time Donald Trump says that the Select Committee, you know, somehow suppressed evidence or that there's secret or hidden evidence, people should know that Donald Trump has all of that evidence. He has all of the transcripts from the Select Committee. If you go back to October of last year, the special counsel explained that they had produced everything, including transcripts that the Select Committee had to return to the White House and the Secret Service. Donald Trump has had all of that since August of 2023.
Yeah. Lizard. I'm telling you, I will never run out of fresh goats to tie out for her. Democracy demands it.
Yeah.
She also tweeted, Trump is repeatedly and maliciously attacking a judge's daughter on social media. He knows this will bring threats of violence against her and the judge. Trump is depraved and unstable. This unconscionable behavior shows yet again why he is unfit for office. Also, journalism, mainstream media, is when we talk about how do we get here, how do we get so numb, how do we get normalized. Kristen Welker. Did I think anything would make me long for the return of Chuck Todd?
I know, isn't that weird?
What the hell has happened when I'm doing the Chuck Todd dance?
Chuck Todd.
She said to Representative Bacon, what you eat. Republican Representative Bacon, she said, this week Trump shared a video of President Biden restrained in the back of a pickup truck. Given that you've endorsed Trump, do you also endorse this threatening rhetoric? Bacon said, we see the rhetoric on both sides.
No.
I don't think he was inciting violence. Did she just let that go by, Chris? Yes, she did. Just let that go by. Because both sides do it, as you know.
Uh-huh.
I heard that. Both sides do it. We've always been at war with East Asia. Chris, who said my door is completely shut to voting for Donald Trump? I think everybody should vote for Joe Biden if they want our democracy to survive.
Underdog.
No, that would be Cassidy Hutchinson.
Mm-hmm.
Every Republican needs to say that same thing.
Yes.
The only option is to vote for Joe Biden. Hello, Sue in Rockville. Hello.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I've got to issue this warning because with Project 2025 and creeping GOP fascism right around the corner, we've got to remember these people in the press, these billionaires and millionaires and these maggots all think they're going to be exempt. So I've got to remind people of my parents' story. You know, they were slave laborers in the Ghetto Lodge slave labor camp. And my father would watch the German Jewish World War One veterans being marched into the ghetto, because the ghetto was walled off and hundreds of thousands of Jews were from all over Europe. And these German Jews wore their World War uniforms into the camp because they were sure they were more loyal to Germany than being Jewish. And they thought the SS would just say to them, oh, my God, we made a mistake. Of course, you don't need to be prisoners. And they were the first murdered because they were a threat. So if you think, you, whoever are listening, think to yourself, oh, we'll be safe under another Trump regime and another GOP fascist takeover of this country, listen to what happened to the German soldiers, the World War One veterans. You're the first to go. The press will go. Freedom of the press will go. Billionaires, your press, your stuff will be confiscated. Your money will be confiscated. It will all belong to the state. That is, it will all belong to Donald Trump. He's already done it to the RNC. What makes you think you're safe? Wake up, people.
Yep, absolutely. All right.
And that's my rant.
Yep. Yeah, Sue had an out-of-the-gate segment. Opening rant. I was looking for something while I was...
Yeah, what are you looking for?
Nothing. I'm just something.
I gave you a lot.
Yeah, thank you, Jody.
There was a lot.
It was the weekend.
A lot.
Okay, here. Okay. Got it. I got it. Right. Okay. Speaking of, because I was talking about, we were talking about, one issue voters, whether it's Gaza or whatever it is. What's happening?
What are you looking at?
We're late.
It looks like you're going into a new subject.
I really am. You'll have to stay tuned to see what that subject is going to be, because it's super important. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show. Brought to you by Greedo Mobile and Jody Hamilton's prescience.
Yes, because she's smart.
She's precious and also prescient.
She's smart.
And my precious.
That's frightening.
Greedo Mobile is... Credo Mobile is, right, America's only progressive phone company. They share your values. They support the same causes you do. To date, they have donated over $95 million to amazing progressive nonprofits like Planned Parenthood, etc. Join Credo Mobile. You'll get that good feeling that comes with knowing you're making a difference every day just by using your phone. Oh, look at you. You sent a text, you patriot. You also get coverage on the nation's largest, most reliable network. Low rates, complete selection of new devices, including all the latest models from the top brands. Switching to Credo Mobile is so easy. Bring your current phone, your current number. Go to credomobile.com. For a limited time, you can get $250 off any smartphone just for using the code STEF. Credomobile.com. Type in the code STEF for $250 off.
Now, that just seems intentionally confusing.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she actually, she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've been telling you about Gen 90. That's the latest breakthrough in skincare from our friends at Genucel. You know what also works on those annoying bags and puffiness under your eyes instantly? Yes, those bags under your eyes from lack of sleeping, overwork, stress, even those seasonal allergies that come with spring weather. Instantly reduce the appearance of looking older anywhere you use it. It starts working in seconds. Never worry about your skin or your confidence again. Gen 90 technology, luxurious, paraben-free, silky smooth. Best of all, it starts working in seconds. I know, because I feel that instant tightening as soon as it touches my skin. There's a reason Genucel is 400% the customer loyalty of other skincare brands. Now get Genucel's classic under-eye bags and puffiness serum with every Gen 90 order and their luxurious XV Collagen Builder Moisturizer with vitamin C and hyaluronic acid in a pure natural base for stunning results day after day. Genucel.com right now for incredible packages over 50% off during Genucel's spring sale. Order now. Get a free limited edition spa box with bonus gifts and free shipping. GENUCEL.com/Stephanie.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was. When they moved the camera, whenever it's the, like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Stephanie Miller.
Yes, la la. Indeed, 27 minutes after the hour. John Pavlovitz tweets, hey, progressives threatening to not support Joe Biden. Trump is threatening the daughter of a judge, posting images of Joe Biden being bound and gagged in the trunk of a car, calling for violence, and he is not currently in power. This is who you would be elevating to the White House. And I was just talking about single issues like Gaza or whatever. Where is this story? Good Lord. There's some different lunatic Republican every day. This guy, Republican Representative Tim Walberg, called for the U.S. to treat Gaza, quote, like Nagasaki and Hiroshima in shocking comments caught on video at a constituent event. He said, we shouldn't be spending a dime on humanitarian aid. It should be like Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Get it over quick. The same should be in Ukraine. Defeat Putin quick instead of 80% of our funding for Ukraine being used for humanitarian purposes. These people are ghouls.
Yeah.
You got Trump saying Israel got to finish it up. You know, Jared Kushner basically talking about ethnic cleansing so he can build waterfront condos in Gaza. Another Republican talking about ejecting every Palestinian currently living in the United States, let alone not taking any Palestinians in. I mean, this is what you're talking about. If you vote third party, stay home, whatever it is. Whatever your issue happens to be. Rude Pundit tweeted, and as I keep saying, Netanyahu's the problem, not Biden. Ruth Pundit said, I may not be an expert on Israel and Palestine, but if my child was starved to death because of the willful actions of others, I would make it the mission of whatever is left of my life to do everything I could to harm those who killed my child. I'm guessing a lot of other parents and siblings and others would feel the same way. So it's not a stretch to say that Bibi is guaranteeing that Israel won't be secure for at least a generation. And he said, you're right that what Hamas did was terrible. You're right that the hostages should be released, and that changes nothing about what I just said. And Jamal Bowman, Representative Bowman, also called for he called Netanyahu a maniac and demanded he be removed from office. He said the majority of Gaza has already been destroyed through acts of collective punishment by this maniac, Benjamin Netanyahu. I'm 100% with Senator Schumer. He needs to be removed. He is a blockade to the pathway to peace.
Yes.
I mean, I agree. The problem is it's democracy.
Yeah.
So he can't be removed except by the Israeli
people.
He
voted out.
Right. Yes. 29 minutes after the hour, Tristan Snell coming up.
You're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes. Thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher is reportedly taking a job with a data security business. Those reports say Gallagher is joining the firm Palantir, which focuses on national and international security. One of Gallagher's main causes was concerns about the security risks posed by the social media app TikTok. Gallagher leaves Congress on the 19th. Children in Wisconsin from low-income homes will get nutritious food this summer. Wisconsin is taking part in the federal Summer Electronic Benefit Transfer Program. Experts say kids are getting more active again since the pandemic.
Our kids are now getting outdoors more, and they need to have that energy to be able to keep that up.
Shelley Forner is with the Hunger Task Force of La Crosse. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. 91 Wisconsin school districts have referendums on the ballot in tomorrow's election. They include Stoughton, Wisconsin Heights, McFarland, Marshall, and Beloit. Local elections are also on the ballot, including several Dane County board seats and some seats on the Madison School Board. Voters statewide will see two constitutional questions on how to run Wisconsin elections. You can see what races you'll be voting on at myvotewi.gov. A woman wanted in a fatal hit-and-run crash in Madison more than a year ago is finally under arrest. Police in Peoria, Illinois, say they're working on extraditing Tiambra Walker back to Wisconsin. She was arrested Saturday afternoon. Stephen Fleck and his dog were found dead on Schrader Road on Madison's west side on February 15th of last year. Madison police credit more than 100 law enforcement agencies with helping find Walker. This is WMDX News.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It is going to be cloudy today with a few scattered showers off and on through the day. Our high 46 this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy. A little breezy with a low of 34. Some scattered showers tonight. Tomorrow, more of the same. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers with a high near 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
The John and Gordy Show.
We have Mark on the phone.
Struck me the other day. The Wisconsin dairy industry would be crippled without the immigrants that have come to this country willing to do the hard work. They will not be a drain on our economy. They will increase our economy.
Absolutely.
I'd like to walk up to Mike Johnson and just give him, I hate to say, but give him a swift kick in the ass.
Tell us how you really feel.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment.
We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
He also has all of the testimony that the special counsel has all the testimony from the grand jury. And so Donald Trump knows what the most senior members of his administration, his vice president, his attorney general, his acting attorney general, his acting secretary of defense, he knows what all of those people said to the grand jury, and he knows how damaging that will be to him.
Thank you, Lizard. That'd be Liz Cheney.
Yeah.
Ron tweets, Officer Sicknick's family blasted Trump for exploiting the NYPD officer's death.
Yep.
They said, this guy's a criminal. He's the reason my son is dead. Trump does whatever will get him votes and helps Trump. There is nothing good about this man. Wow. Okay, one more. Liz Cheney.
When he now is pushing this idea that a president should have complete immunity against any criminal prosecution for anything he does in office, and he's pushed this appeal to the Supreme Court, I think it's very important that the Supreme Court recognize that what he's doing is a delaying tactic.
Thank you. Joyce Vance on this latest thread. She said, I know from experience how the Secret Service interacts with people who make threats against POTUS, even ones they can't carry out. This from a former president is totally out of bounds. It's time to stop letting Trump break the rules long past time. Mm-hmm. Our little tiny baby stem cell, Victor Shi, said, so Donald Trump just posted a photo of President Biden tied up in the back of a pickup van. If someone with a large following did this to Trump during his presidency, they'd be investigated by DOJ and be on the FBI watch list. Mm-hmm. How do I know? Look what happened to Kathy Griffin.
Exactly.
Who's playing sold-out shows, I understand.
Yes,
and there was
is.
One protester at the one yesterday.
Right.
Loser. All right. One more. Liz Cheney, sorry.
It cannot be the case that a president of the United States can attempt to overturn an election and seize power, and that our justice system is incapable of holding a trial, of holding him to account, before the next election. That cannot be the case.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. One last one, Liz Cheney.
Taking action that will result in further delay in preventing the American people from seeing that evidence in open court is itself suppression of the evidence, that the American people have a right to see that evidence, and the court ought to recognize that.
Thank you. Wow, playing to huge crowds.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Dean Obadala says, as we watch Trump escape accountability more than 3 years after his attempted coup and January 6th attack, his threats of bloodbath if he loses, his sharing of an image of Trump or Biden tied up in the back of a pickup truck, his attacks on the family of the New York judge and more. The question is, why are those in power allowing this? We will talk to Tristan Snell about that in just a few minutes, because I'm starting to joggle my brains loose, shaking my head every weekend. Bob tweets, all Trump had to do was play into his party's weekend culture war du jour was go to church and post some anodyne ghost-written Easter message, then stay off the internet until Monday. He has the self-control of a 3-year-old.
Yep.
Which I'm enjoying every layer of his panic, though. Because would you like to have some happy clappy music? Would you like the happy clappiest of stories? Hold, please. Oh, hold on. I got it.
Oh.
Nobody help me.
You're so well organized over there.
Listen, Jody even admits it was a lot.
I
got
a lot
this weekend. Okay, I'll find it. It's about
what are you seeking?
It's not important now.
I need to
find
put the
it.
Happy clappy music away for a little bit.
Yeah, just for a second.
Right.
Oh, it's just, but it's about how he cannot delay this April 50, because I know we're all like poised every time for what last minute bolt is going to pull on this one now. It's April 1st. This trial is starting April 15th. Talk amongst yourself.
Did you throw it away?
Yeah, did you throw it away?
Maybe by accident I did.
I'll find it.
Again.
I got it.
You're so well organized.
I got it. Ow. I just punched my microphone. Okay.
We all heard it.
Yes, Jonathan Alter.
Uh-huh.
emphasized the historical significance of Trump's criminal trial, which is the first, you know, the first criminal one up at April 15th. He said, we've never had a president facing a criminal trial. Think about that for a second. The historical significance of this should not be minimized. Also, the danger that Trump is in of being convicted around early June in this case, because almost none of the defense motions to the judge, the Trump motions, were denied. Almost all the prosecution motions were granted. So the table is set here for the Manhattan DA to prosecute a successful case. There is no sure thing, but it's looking pretty good. The other thing is jury selection starts April 15th. This thing is happening. Mm-hmm. Trump tried claiming that he could appeal, but there are no appeals. This thing is happening 100% starting on April 15th. Amen. Unless we have a slow speed Bronco chase, something, do you think he's going to make a run for it at some point? It's hard to say what could happen next.
Okay. Yeah.
Would you like some more happy clappy news?
Okay.
New polling. You know what I say about polls.
They're BS until you find a poll that you like.
Right. That's right. New polling shows President Biden has totally erased Trump's advantage among voters age 65 plus. This is a devastating side for the Trump campaign.
Mm-hmm. So that's a poll you like.
Yeah. Okay. John Pavlovich says any progressive voting for RFK Jr. is voting for Trump. There is zero chance RFK can win and no upside from a liberal perspective of voting for him. It will simply usher in evangelical theocracy in the most critical election of our lifetimes. I really hope people choose wisely. I mean, it's hard to say. You know, there's been polling showing that he might hurt Trump more. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do feel like what they have in common is people that would vote for a lunatic. Conspiratorial right. lunatic, whether it's Trump or Kennedy. Okay. Covey tweets, every damn election, the media starts pushing this theory about how black people are gravitating toward Trump based off polls with a sample size of about 50 black people. Thank you.
Yep.
I swear to God, there's a clickbait make us panic about something every other day, right? Fill in the blank. Young people aren't going to vote. Black people, yeah. John Harwood says, we're covering an election in which the leader of one of our two major parties is a deranged criminal acting like a mob boss to muscle his way out of deep legal jeopardy. Thank you.
Yep.
And Aaron Rupar says, Kristen Welker describes Trump's attack on a judge's family and other unhinged rhetoric as, quote, a reminder that we are covering this election against the backdrop of a deeply divided nation. Oh, my God. We're deeply divided, you know, because both sides do it. And so that's why we're so divided, because, you know, there's two sides to this whole situation.
Steaming bag of Satan's vomit. Is that what it was?
Yes. Okay. It is a choice between apples and steaming gobs of Satan's vomit.
That's right.
Choose wisely. Okay. Jim Acosta tweets, GOP official who claimed the 2020 election was stolen, voted illegally 9 times, a judge ruled. Yeah, it's weird. Every time they find voter fraud, it's on the other side. So that's interesting. Lindy Lee, who hopefully will join us next week at her schedule.
So. Yes.
She said Trump has shifted the Overton window of accountability so much that the nation just collectively shrugs at his latest incitements of stochastic terrorism. He numbs us by using a fire hose of provocation. Do not become inured. Do not look away. He is counting on your indifference. And then she joins me on the raft going away from defending Merrick Garland.
Right, yeah.
She will be on the raft with me. Goodbye, Jody. I'm on the little ice floe with, you know.
With Rudolph?
Yeah, exactly. She said, where is Merrick Garland as Trump delays all his trials? Where is the Secret Service as Trump threatens Biden's life? Where is the FBI as he attacks judges? Where's our justice system as a thug threatens the very existence of America? This is our break glass in case of emergency moment. Thank you. Thank you and thank you. Chuck in Illinois. Hey, Chuck.
Hi.
Hello.
I want to bring up two things about this era that really disturbed me. One is people are missing one of the things about the Trump Bible, and that is no prominent religious leader has come out and condemned this.
Right.
I mean, what is it going to take for a have you no sense of decency moment?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we've long passed it, haven't we?
And the other thing is I find it crazy that people like Merrick Garland are institutionalists, quote unquote. And they're doing nothing to protect every institution
Thank you.
We have
our
in this country.
Our institutions are going to be gone entirely while we're trying to, quote, unquote, protect them. I need some more happy clappy. Hang on. Sarah Spector tweets, I live in Midland, Texas. I hear Bush Republicans telling me they will never vote for Trump. He is in trouble in Texas.
Yeah. All right.
This guy, Chris Nelson, former MAGA member. Love this.
There is a cult-like thing going on here. But all I can say is, is what I've already said. It's like, guys, it's okay to be on the other side of it. Look, I'm having a conversation with Ben Mycelis here. I mean, it's okay to be on the other side and admit that you are con.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is hard. Which is hard. He went on to say,
listen, if grifting was an art, Trump would be Picasso. If grifting was music, Trump would be Mozart. Donald Trump is a grifting prodigy. He has superhuman abilities to pull the blinds over people's eyes.
Yeah. And one last one, Chris Nelson.
So if you were taken by him, if you were had by him, don't feel bad about it. I'm a smart guy. A lot of people were. And it's okay to admit that you were wrong, move on, and there's freedom and joy on the other side. Guys, it's okay to leave MAGA. You're going to be okay. It doesn't make you a traitor to America.
Exactly.
Wow. Good for you. Good for you, and God bless the United States.
And welcome.
Well, yes, welcome. You are a fine American. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. And we have to make it okay for those folks. And I've had a friend that said that, too, I have two different friends that have said how scary that is, that they know smart people, because that's what's amazing to some people, is especially now, how could you be for Trump? So it's not all just, oh, they're just dumb, because there are smart people for whatever reason. But that guy, it takes a real man to just go, you know what? I got conned. I was wrong. We've all been conned.
Sure.
We've all felt stupid, you know, before. It's just you have to make it okay. One last tweet, just because about what's really important in life. NW tweets, the cruelest thing about the universe is a dog's lifespan.
Yes. Aww.
That is. Kiss your
and
doggies,
kitty's lifespan.
Kiss your kitties. Kitty. Hug the people you love. Mm-hmm. Get super stage 5 clingy with the people you work with.
You are a stage 5 clinger.
I mostly send Jody memes about not leaving me.
Constantly.
I don't get those.
She's used to you.
Well, kind of bitter about you. I'm just like, whatever.
Well, I only left
you. He always comes back.
I only left you once. Others
That's
have
true.
Left you twice.
That's true. Uh-huh. I have no self-esteem, so I took you back immediately. Okay. All right. Tristan Snell, our legal lad, coming up in just a couple of minutes. 46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. Ding, ding, ding. Yep. It's hikey day. Hikey day with the Perfect. Doggies. Yeah. Have you ever wondered how people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? I'm telling you, there's some kind of magic in here. There's 10 supplements in one. It's a unbelievable, fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor, which is why I love it. It's been a game changer for me. It helps my joints, gives me energy, makes me think clearer, has probiotics to help shed extra pounds, prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, anti-aging supplements. I mean, if you've been searching for that boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, just want to feel younger, get it.
Yep.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com with Mama. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. That's 800-472-8060.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it.
Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Calling all visionary leaders, change makers, and soulful CEOs who are on the edge of your next leadership evolution. It's time to release any lingering chains of expectation, raise the floor on your standards, unleash the authentic leader within you, and expand your brand impact. Unleashed Live is brought to you by Soulseed LLC, where they facilitate transformation by creating an environment and experience that supports you to embody greater authenticity and step into expanded leadership, supported by practical strategy. Join Amber Swerner, transformational leadership coach, business strategist, and founder of Soulseed Strategy, based in Madison, Wisconsin. Soulseed LLC is proud to work with the mission-driven leaders, visionary thinkers, heart-centered service providers, and businesses not always included in traditional business environments who do business differently. Join us April 4th and 5th for Unleashed Live. Register now at soulseed.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Dr. Modi's Dogs. Funny glitter, Dr. Modi Dogs. They love their Dr. Marty so much. It's look at the bag. Look at it. Get your face up in it.
Yep.
First five ingredients, salmon, beef liver, sweet potato. Oh, I'm sorry. No, the first four ingredients, turkey, beef, liver, duck. Yep. But then keep going. Sweet potatoes, blueberries, spinach. Oh, my God. They're superfoods.
Yeah.
Dr. Marty has used these in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space, can expire quickly, and is messy. Squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend, freeze-dried raw. It contains the maximum amount of nutrients. It's shelf-stable. It comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome homemade food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply. Chris, what do I always say about polls?
They're BS until you find a poll that you like.
Right.
This just in, a New York, because you won't hear it anywhere else because it's good for Biden. I might as well do it. A new New York Times Siena poll released at 6 a.m. Monday today shows President Joe Biden reversing his previous deficit, opening up a 5-point lead over Trump. Oh, one voter, 57-year-old I.M. Crenshaw of Waukesha. Waukesha.
Waukesha.
Waukesha. Waukesha. That's the sound that Hal Sparks says cats make before they throw up. Okay. He interviewed after attending church on Good Friday, said that ridiculous Lee Greenwood Bible, that was a bridge too far. Thank you. Whatever is your bridge too far, thank you, and God bless you, and God bless the United States. That was
God bless the United States.
Okay. God does love us and want us to have nice things, like Beyonce's new country album.
Yes.
Fantastic.
What do you call it? Rude Pundit gave it a great review.
It's good.
Dolly Parton. What?
She loves it.
Yeah, reacts to Beyonce's cover of her hit song, Jolene. Blah, 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 blah. Cowboy Carter, that's the name of her new country-infused album. Parton wrote the song in 1973, famously on the same day she wrote I Will Always Love You. Wow. She once told host Trevor Noah, I would just love to hear Jolene done in just a big way, kind of like how Whitney did I Will Always Love You, to someone that can take my little songs and make them like powerhouses. And she wrote, wow, I just heard Jolene. Beyonce is giving that girl some trouble. She deserves it. Love, Dolly Parton.
She's so supportive. Magical and supportive of other artists and kind of
makes me happy.
And Beyonce will tell you that it's not a country album. It's a Beyonce album.
It is.
In case you haven't noticed, black people can sing country. Yeah. Hi, Kevin in D.C.
Well, good morning, everybody. And yes, considering that they invented the genre and brought many of the instruments that are played in it, yes, they can.
Yes.
The banjo.
Since you're in Hollywood,
and
I wish you would
the best
tell
sheriff
that.
Ever was black in Blazing Saddles. I'm just saying.
The sheriff is
I love that most politically incorrect movie ever. I love it, love it, love it, love it. Oh, and by the way, before I go, please tell the blonde imbecile of the Dopes of Hazzard that Beyonce isn't interrupting it or incurring on it that black people invented it. He has a big problem with it for some reason.
Yes.
But in speaking of that, I wanted to call that you were wondering about the election, how does Trump get away with everything? Well, unfortunately, I have to say that it's the same issue as everything. If the majority population figures out that the cost of white supremacy is especially now too high, that we can't, the unmolded business model, we can't keep doing that, that now it affects you guys as much as us and other people.
Yeah.
Then they will prove it by voting appropriately this fall. Otherwise, it's just lip service.
Yeah. One thing Marjorie Taylor Greene, thank God, is here to tell us is that, in case you haven't noticed, the president's black.
He's black.
Is this racist? Not once again. There's no more dog whistle. It's just bullhorn all the time. Mm-hmm. Is that they just... It's remember how much you hated the black guy. That's what this is about, saying Obama's. It's a way of saying Joe Biden's decrepit and, you know, demented. But also, remember, the N-word's still in charge. I mean, this is how they whip up their racist base. Marjorie Three Toes. Here she is, Sporkfoot.
Well, I think it's what we've all known all along. Obama is running the country. Mm. Obama is having his third term, so to speak. And everyone's always known that. And of course, he's coming out as the leader of the Democrat Party because he always has been the leader of the Democrat Party. Joe Biden is just a puppet dangling on the strings, doing what Obama wants him to do.
There is no Democrat Party.
Will
There's
we ever
Democratic
be free
party.
Of her? Do you feel like Atlanta Sexy Liberal could help in the removal of Sporkfoot?
They're trying.
Okay, Marjorie.
In 2020, when absentee ballot voting was at its highest.
Uh-huh.
And so when President Trump got on the phone with our Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, and said, can you find the votes? Where are they? He was basically looking for ballots. And these ballots have been lost in the mail. And so there was nothing wrong with what President Trump said. As a matter of fact, I think he'll be vindicated easily by a lot of the work that I'm doing and the proof that I'll be showing pretty soon.
Oh, because you've got stuff that you're showing a person that will. Wow. No. That is not the story at all.
No.
I was looking for absentee ballots, but thanks for chiming in.
Yeah.
Because she's going to tell a person
she's got
a thing
some
and
stuff.
Show them some
to
stuff
show
that
you
maybe came
soon.
From my pillow guy's warehouse. He just got kicked out of. Maybe she'll find it at the kiosk at the Harmar. Maybe. Yeah. Tristan Snell next.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.